92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is issuing its own guidance over hepatitis B vaccines for babies, and their guidance breaks from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For more than 30 years, the federal government, scientists, and doctors have recommended that newborns get the Hep B vaccine within 24 hours of birth. Since starting that strategy in 1991, the CDC's own data shows acute hepatitis B in babies and kids dropped by 99%. Now, the vaccine panel appointed by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has voted to only recommend the shot for babies whose mothers test positive, but the state health department is not changing its stance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services continues to recommend the Hep B vaccine for all newborns, saying, quote, "There is no new evidence that would justify changes to this longstanding recommendation," end quote. Doctors all over Wisconsin can continue to use the guidance of state health officials. Meanwhile, a Madison Democrat is working on a bill that would allow teens to get vaccinated without their parents' consent. Madison Representative Lisa Subek says Wisconsin was once a leader for vaccination rates, and that's changed over the last 20 years. Her proposal would allow anyone 16 or older to get immunized without parental consent. Republicans say parents should be involved in their children's health decisions. And Wisconsin hospitals and health systems provided about $2.2 billion in community benefits last year. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Those community benefits include things like charity care, subsidized services, education initiatives, research, and other public programs. On top of that, about a quarter of Wisconsin hospitals operated with negative margins last year because of inadequate Medicaid reimbursements, rising costs, and workforce shortages. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a new bill that would increase the reimbursement rate for special education. James Kelly reports.
Under the new biennial budget, the reimbursement rate for special education was set at 45%. Last month, however, the Department of Public Instruction notified schools the rate would decrease to 35% with higher than expected cost increases for those services. State Representative Christian Phelps is a member of the Assembly Committee on Education. He says that because schools are constitutionally required to provide special education services, local taxpayers could be on the hook for the increased cost.
It is a constitutional requirement in Wisconsin that we provide an education, a free and basic education, as uniform as practicable to every kid in the state. But the details of how that happens are that if the state doesn't carry enough weight, a lot of the weight on fulfilling that constitutional requirement falls on individual people and their local property taxes.
Representative Phelps says the state originally reimbursed public schools for about 70% of their special education costs. Over the last decade, however, that reimbursement rate has dropped to about one-third of special education costs, putting more of the financial burden on taxpayers. At the same time, private and parochial schools that participate in the special needs voucher program are getting nearly all of those costs reimbursed.
But we have this statewide special needs voucher program that is only one decade old. And even though private and parochial schools, even the ones that take public funds, are not required to even admit students with disabilities, if they choose to participate in the special needs voucher program, the state will fund 90% or more of their special education costs.
The bill would guarantee the state pays 45% of special education costs at public schools, but it would need Republican support to pass. Today is day one of the trial for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of trying to help a man evade immigration authorities while she was on the bench in April. While the man was in her courtroom for domestic violence charges, ICE agents came to arrest him. Federal prosecutors claim she sent the agents to the chief judge's office and allowed the man out a side door. Dugan's attorneys say immigration policies were unclear at the time, and she was actually following protocol laid out in a draft from the chief judge. ICE agents were able to arrest the man minutes later. Dugan is charged with one felony and one misdemeanor, obstructing a proceeding and concealing an individual to prevent an arrest. She's pleaded not guilty. Those charges carry a maximum sentence of 6 years behind bars. We'll have more reporting from the trial throughout the week. And a yearly tradition has begun. The Madison Ballet has taken over the Overture Center for the Nutcracker. The program includes Tchaikovsky's famous music and choreography with dancers of all ages. Performances continue all week, and there are still tickets available. The final show is Sunday night at 7. And Packers fans are known for being dedicated and loyal, and apparently they've got another strength too. Here's Connie Fellman.
Did you know our fabulous fans are also some of the best looking? That's according to a new study that puts Packer fans among the NFL's most attractive, thanks to the use of a scientific facial analysis tool by researchers at the sports site PickWise. They examine fan photos taken across the league, then apply a mathematical formula rooted in proportions, like face, height and width ratio, eye spacing, and overall symmetry. And Cheesehead score big, 82.45%, in fact, on what's called the golden ratio score. That ranks fourth out of all 32 NFL teams.
That's Connie Fellman. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable, you know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-20s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight will drop down to around 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.